Scholars used to think that Muhammad introduced these new devotions in order to appeal to the Jews of Yathrib. But this view has recently been challenged. Muhammad would not have expected the Jews to convert to his religion because they had their own revealed din. God had decreed that each community should have its own messenger. But it was natural for Muslims to pray and fast in the same way as the other members of the Abrahamic family. In 622, a large party of pilgrims left Yathrib for the Hajj. Some were pagans, but 73 of the men and 2 of the women were Muslims. Yet again, Muhammad went out to greet them at Aqaba, but this time the meeting took place at dead of night. On this occasion, there was a sense of menace and of bridges being irrevocably burned. The Quran speaks of the scheming of the Quraysh. Perhaps Muhammad had reason to believe that the Kafirun were plotting to expel him and bar the Muslims from the Haram. At all events, Muhammad was now taking practical steps to leave his tribe. Ibn Ishaq claims that this was a positive decision on his part, but the Quran repeatedly claims that the Muslims were expelled or driven out of Mecca. The meeting was conducted in deadly secrecy. The Muslims from Yathrib did not even mention it to the pagans in their party, in case they gossiped and alerted the Quraysh to what was afoot. Muhammad was about to do something absolutely unprecedented. He was asking the Muslims of Mecca to make a hijra, migration, to Yathrib. This did not merely involve a change of address. The Muslims were about to abandon their kinsfolk and accept the permanent protection of strangers. In Arabia, where the tribe was the most sacred value of all, this amounted to blasphemy. It was far more shocking than the Quranic rejection of the goddesses. There had always been a system of confederation whereby an individual or an entire group could become honorary members of another tribe. But these were usually temporary arrangements and had never entailed alienation from one's own people. The very word hijra suggests a painful severance. The root hijra has been translated, he cut himself off from friendly or loving communication or intercourse. He ceased to associate with them. Henceforth, the Muslims who made the hijra to Yathrib would be called the muhajira, the emigrants. This traumatic dislocation was central to their new identity.